As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, I think we might be live on air now. I'm not sure. I'm still getting some kind of goofy nonsense. Seems that we have a technical error inside of our system that is prohibiting me to make the normal connection that we do. Of course, you recognize my voice. Maybe if I'm out there on air and anybody out there can hear me, they could send me a Skype message and let me know that they can hear my voice. And if they can, I will proceed with this morning's broadcast. If not, I don't know. We'll just punt or something. Seeming to have a little bit of difficulty getting connected here this morning. Glad it didn't happen with our guests yesterday. I hate to preempt Vicki. We're all set to go here, as we are always here. The call host is using, I'm getting a little message here, an old version of Skype. God, I wish that was true. The old version of Skype was so flawless that we could work this thing like a seamless system. But anyway, we'll just keep fiddling around here and see whether we can get it to come up. I'm still showing that it's trying to connect one part of the network with my Skype system here, but it's unable to. We might be on the air. I have no clue. have not even a clue as to whether we're on air or not, but I'll just keep mumbling along here as we stumble through this internet technology glitch, if it be said so. Of course, we have all of the ability in the background to do any number of amazing things, and now we seem to be unable to, let's go through here, having some kind of nonsense. Now they're talking busy over there, busy over here. Let's try and call this Oracle phones again. And we'll just keep fiddling around here until we see whether we get anything. And we'll just see what's coming down here with that. Okay. All right. I am live. Apparently, we are on the air. And we're just kind of getting around to things. So let's see if I'm on the air. And what I think what I will do is I'll go back over here and see if we can't get the previous screen. If we can get on the previous screen, then maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to bring that back up. And then we can add people. Let's see if we can add people. And perhaps I can bring up Vicky. Fortunately, folks, we've got 2 hours to play this ridiculous game, and so if that works, then we will be able to proceed with the broadcast. Let's see if we can get Vicky online with us. Let's see if we've got Vicky. No, we don't want that one. I don't know why it keeps doing that. So let's go back over here and try this one. And go over here. We're going to add this one here. Add people. Let's do this again. And we just keep fiddling around here. As you know, when you do these kinds of things, as we do, we're self-producing these broadcasts. And let's see if I can get her this way. And we'll select that, and we'll add that. And let's see if we can pick that up. Okay, I hear you on air. I'm trying to call you, Vicky. Doesn't seem to want to do that. Let's see, are you sure you're all set to go on Skype, Vicky, if you can hear me? Of course you can. And let's see what's going down here, trying to call you. And so what we'll do is we'll just do it the old-fashioned way and do the telephone. So I'll do this. And that on call in line. I'm not one of those rapid typers. Not one of those rapid typers. Okay, so do that one. And we'll see whether or not we can get an Oracle phone deal going over here. Go back over to this and do that. And let's see if we can get Vicky to call in on the regular line. Then we could at least start the broadcast. And let's see if we can connect that way. This is not exactly what we would consider to be stellar performance here, but it is certainly performance of some sort or another. Well, we're still not getting anything going good here. Add an outgoing call. Let's see what we've got over here. I don't happen to have her. Yes, I have right here. So I could come in here and perhaps we could do this. We could do this, perhaps. Let's see if we can pull this one off. Okay. Go 208. Mm-hmm. 0811. All right. We'll do that. And let's see if we can pick that up that way. Trying all their... No, there's system errors that go on that one. Well, we're just about out of luck with all of those things, folks. And let's see what we're doing with time. We still got about 2 minutes left in this segment, and I can tell you that until I hear bumper music, this broadcast is just going to be a twiddle the thumbs morning. Twiddling our thumbs, trying to figure out why this is happening. Good thing I don't have the President of the United States of America on air with me this morning. What a dreadful way to start the interview. Lots happening in the marketplaces, that's for sure. Still don't see anything here that indicates that I should even pursue this another moment, but I will, just for the fun of it, and then we might just unplug. Yes, I'm there. Okay, Okay. I'll just say it back. Okay, let's try that. Here we go. Let's see. Go live with that. No caller info, but do we have a caller on the line? Do I have a caller?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. EngineBrain.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, we are back, folks. Finally, we're all together here. I can hear the bumper music running in the background. I can hear the commercials, and I can hear Vicki Davis talking to me, too. Thank goodness that Mike Chambers was paying attention and watching the broadcast, because he and he alone knew how to solve this little dilemma that we were having this morning. You can be sure this is Become Vocal Local. Unlike this network, sometimes, I definitely come to you live Monday through Friday, more reliable than a Swiss watch. There's no doubt about that. And we're joined again, as we are on Tuesdays and Thursdays, by our very special independent researcher, Vicki Davis, great friend now to this broadcast. And we continue tracking this pathological technocracy, as we say, emerging from a new global order. There was lots of interesting things happening in the finances, but I'm going to skip that portion just so that we can get on with this broadcast. Perhaps I could even recover the mental state that I was in 25-some minutes ago when we came on this. I'll tell you, Vicki, I don't have any, I love all the people out there that do this IT stuff, but I couldn't give a flying Walendo for all of the computers in the world, all of the software, and all of this tippy-tappy made-in-China plastic crap. I hate this crap. I always have appreciated the real world. I like things that are made out of bricks. I like things that are made out of wood. I like things made out of steel. And all of this nefarious electron foo-doo-doo-doo, to me, it's aptly named. It's the World Wide Web. If you get into this web, God help you if you can ever get out. Well, good morning, Vicki.
Good morning. Well, fortunately, we have some interesting stuff. You see, for all the bad, there is the good, and the good is all the information that you can get on the Internet.
Well, let's start out just letting everybody know where your website is. It's www.channelingreality.com, folks, channelingreality.com. And on the homepage of Vicki's website, she's posted a bunch of goodies for us. You find the Become Vocal Local link there. Click on that, and you'll bring up the list of things that we're going to talk about. We're going to continue discussing this ghost of Morgenthau and the World Federalist Institute continued, the Montreux Declaration, and I'll just let you bail my bacon out of this fire, Vicki. Where would you like to start?
Well, let's start with this Montreux Declaration, because it appears to be their founding document. Now, this World Federalists movement started in 1947 in San Francisco, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if it was the World Federalists who actually were responsible for UNESCO and maybe even the United Nations founding documents.
I would have to agree with that. I think that if we look at the World Federalists and pull back the sheets and dig down in there to the mattress, I think you're going to find that this group of people were instrumental. And they may even, if we go back and really dug through them and fleshed out the history, they may even have been very instrumental in the League of Nations and that whole drift as well. So we've got this northeastern United States intelligentsia working with the gangsters, working with the Bar Association, working with the Uniform Law Commission, and they're all coming together in this idea where they're absolutely convinced that mankind cannot survive another world conflict. Of course, they created number one and number two, just like Albert Pike suggested that they do. But they have now gotten themselves situated so that they can start the continuing advance towards a global order. And I think this Montreux Declaration is very revealing.
Yeah, I do too. And it almost seems schizophrenic or psychopathic in a way, because they say the world can't survive unless we do what they say. from my research, it kind of looks like, it appears that the scientific community, which are the members of which are world, not all of them, I'm not saying that, but the ones that are, do belong to the World Federalist Movement, it kind of seems like that, you know, they're the ones that are holding the world hostage with, you know, the threat of nuclear technology, rather than, you know, there being any innate threat among the regular populations of the world in general.
Well, just for the general principles, just to throw it out, not that I would write this in stone or, you know, cast it in gold, but I don't personally believe that the Nagasaki and Hiroshima suffered a bomb blast. What I believe is that those devices, the nuclear devices, were on the ground, and that they were positioned on the ground, and they were detonated at the appropriate time when the Enola Gay dropped its payload. They were late in dropping that, and yet the bomb went off on time. And so when they returned to the airfield, the first question, and it was no small question, it came from a very heated commander, was, why were you late? You know, so if we can understand this whole idea about nuclear devices, you know, flying in on missiles and being dropped from the space, well, maybe we could do it today, but I'm not absolutely convinced that they could do it then. They knew that they had these devices and they had seen what they could do. They were deployed for a purpose, and it was this idea of creating this Osama bin Laden-like boogeyman that they could then hold over the rest of mankind's head for all these past years, this threat of nuclear explosions and nuclear disasters, much the same way as we see the climate being used for the same purposes today. But the World Federalist Movement is just another one of these. And I wouldn't say just another one. It is certainly one of these organizations of those universalists and Unitarians, if you will. Even communitarianism is just an extension from that. The idea of Catholic being universal, the universal religion, August Comte's idea of a universal religion of humanity, all of these things work together. The goal, the drive, obviously, is for a world government, and this movement is certainly in their declaration. They've laid out what we could expect to see today, and you know it's right here on paper back in 1947.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, I would you know maybe not. If I hadn't done the research on UNESCO, let me put it this way, if I hadn't done the research on UNESCO and the United Nations and the founding of it going back before the end of World War II, I might not have made that connection. But this organization of, was it teachers, basically the way that the documentation reads, it's almost as if there was a threat to the world, a nuclear threat to the world. Either you create this world organization in UNESCO, or you know the world is going to be destroyed.
Well, yeah, that's the big whipping stick. You know, you've got the carrots, the dangle of carrots, and then you've got the whipping stick. And so everybody needs to come in line with this new idea, this idea. And even they say choosing between federalism and power politics, and we're going to find plenty about power politics as we go through these documents today. But the idea of having the big whipping stick to make sure everybody gets in line, this is the same kind of claptrap that comes out of the mouth of Benjamin Shalom Bernanke when he basically looks in the face of Congress and says, don't you dare peel back the layers of our onion. If you do that, we'll collapse your economy in a New York minute and you'll wish to heck you'd never bothered. You know, you've got to be careful. Choices have consequences. And this is the same message that they use over and over again, largely because they do control the keys and the reins of this system of power. So anyway, sounds like everything's running just fine. We'll really begin this broadcast in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on Become Vocal Local. This is December the 3rd, 2009. We have a 1.5 hour broadcast cooking here, it seems like. But we definitely come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, and Vicki mentioned during the break that if we can't get a decent archive copy for this to broadcast today, we will be doing this again on Tuesday, largely because unlike many broadcasts out there, my broadcasts are set up so that they're basically step by step, providing information that is interlocked and as interdependent as our global system has become. And so, with that out of the way and behind us, we'll just go ahead and continue with the broadcast here. But on this Montreux Declaration, again, we talked about that, and you can find all of this up on channelingreality.com, Vicki's website. Vicki, you included a quotation here. I'll read that now. It says, "We consider that integration of activities at regional and fundamental levels is consistent with the true federal approach. The formation of regional federations, insofar as they do not become an end in themselves or run the risk of crystallizing into blocks, can and should contribute to the effective functioning of federal government. In the same way, the solution of technical, scientific, and cultural problems which concern all the peoples of the world will be made easier by the establishment of specialist functional bodies." Vicki?
That pretty much says it all, doesn't it? I mean, isn't that the system that they are implementing now? You know, the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper. And, you know, they trashed it. And now we are moving to a government, the formation of regions and a government by specialists, non-governmental organizations that come in and facilitate us into thinking the way that they want us to think.
Exactly. The whole idea of government by experts, and again, folks, for all of you that have paid attention on these broadcasts and have now taken the time to go up and learn a little bit about Auguste Comte, his idea in the positive stage of man's development, which is where we are today, was that the captains of finance and industry, that would be your transnationals, that would be your Goldman Sachs, etc., would rule the planet through their appointed dictator. Here we've got Barry the Usurper and Ban Ki-moon. It's really Ban Ki-moon. Barry the Usurper is a minor. He's a bit actor. But anyway, they've got Ban Ki-moon. That's the appointed dictator. And that the appointed dictator would be supported in all of his directions by a cadre of super social scientists. And if you look at the way that the United Nations is set up with all of its various organs and bodies, you'll see that super social science is there. And we're going to talk about that in a moment when we get down to James Bryant Conant. But we've got this cadre, if you will, of the super social sciences, just as was basically not predicted, but the analysis was correct. When in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World Revisited, I've read you that quote in the past, he basically says the same thing, but what he asks is, with all of these super social scientists ruling the world, who's going to watch over the watchers? That was his concern in all of this. But again, how many times are we subjected on a regular basis to this idea of experts say, the men familiar with the matter said, the man behind the curtain spoke, that kind of a thing. So that's included in this. The idea of the formation of the regional federations, we have the European Union, we have the North American Union, we have the North American Free Trade Union, we've got all of the Western Hemisphere. Now we've got this APEC coming on us, the America Pacific Economic Cooperation Group. We've got various smaller subgroups of that, so that's out there. We can look across the United States and we can see the Federal Reserve banking regions. We can look at FEMA and you can see the 10 FEMA regions. You could look at it and break it up as Catholic bishoprics. That's another way of going. So, yeah, all of this is there, and it's in this quotation, Vicki.
Yeah, and we also have educational regions, which is the next thing that I want to talk about, going back a little bit to the ghost of Morgenthau haunts our house. Part of the Morgenthau plan included education and propaganda. And it says all schools and universities will be closed. Obviously, we didn't close our schools, but they've basically been implementing the plans incrementally still to fulfill the same goal.
And again, for listeners that weren't familiar with the Morgenthau plan, this is deployment or the redevelopment, if you will, of Germany post-World War II. And this idea that all of their schools and universities would be closed until this Allied Commission of Education formulated an effective reorganization program. That's the reconstruction. We had that in the South here as well. It is contemplated that it may require a considerable period of time before any institutions of higher education are reopened. And meanwhile, the education of German students in foreign universities would not be prohibited. Elementary schools would be reopened as quickly as appropriate teachers and textbooks are available. And that's so important because when we think about our children all across America in these schools where they can lock them down at a moment, those schools might be reopened. You might have access to your children again, but it won't be until appropriate teachers and textbooks may be available.
Right. And the other thing was that, of course, all the media will be controlled. And that was part of the Morgenthau plan. in the United States, everybody, most everybody thinks that our schools are managed locally. Well, that's really not true, because there is a whole big regional structure that the school, that the education system is connected to, and the schools are basically run at the national and international level. And this all began in 1965 with the Interstate Compact for Education that was drafted establishing the Education Commission of the States.
Well, that's true. That's the truth. And the, it wasn't too long ago, maybe now, maybe as much as a year ago, or it might even be a little longer than that, in the last go-round in the elections cycle, we had three candidates in McDonald County running for the school board, a school board position. And at the Ozark Property Rights Congress, we invited them to come and speak, and they did. And one of the questions that I asked got him into the point about the textbooks, where the fellow that had been the superintendent of schools previously, basically by his own admission, there were four textbook suppliers in the United States. Schools choose from one of those four suppliers to get their textbooks. They can mix and match as they like, but that's where you're going to get your textbooks. And so we can see right from this Morgenthau plan that the elementary schools would be reopened as quickly as possible, as quickly as appropriate teachers and textbooks are available. So those who control the textbooks and the film strips or the video clips or what websites they can go to and things like that, those that control the curriculum control the education system, and we can see that it's locked up in a in the United States within four monopoly providers.
Uh-huh. Well, and the Education Commission of the States, supposedly they just measure performance, but really the agenda for the schools is funneled through the regional organizations, which I do have listed, the Regional Centers for Education, and then the Education Commission of the States basically gives a status report as to how much of the agenda has been implemented in the state. They're the scorekeepers, you know. So if you want to take back your schools, if you want to protect your children, the one thing that really must be done is to break that, to get out of that interstate compact, you know, and really take apart the Federal Department of Education, because they are, who needs them? Who needs them? Who says that Washington, D.C. has the best answer for children in our states, our cities, our towns?
Absolutely. I would have to agree with that. And when we get into the idea of regionalism and localism, an education that would be provided, let's say here in southwest Missouri, a very strong Baptist area, would not be the same kind of an education that parents, let's say, living in Los Angeles or San Francisco or Seattle would want their children exposed to. So who would be best suited to develop the curriculum for their own children, other than the parents working closely with the Parents Teachers Association in control and the ownership of their own school system? So we'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us. Much more to come today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962.
Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we've returned once again here in the final segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, and definitely we need to keep our eyes on education. You know, you go back to Sidney and Beatrice Webb and even earlier than they, and understand that the idea of establishing the system of land-grant universities, establishing colleges, establishing community colleges, the idea of lifelong learning, all of that, understand the Bertram Schaffner and the Information Control Division, the ICD that was set up in Germany, occupied Germany, where they asked the question, at what point should we get involved with the child? Shall we meet them as they come into kindergarten? Shall we meet them in their mother's arms? Shall we meet the child in the womb? Or shall we meet the child before then? The whole idea was to destroy the authoritarian culture of the German people and to re-educate them and to retrain them. But it's a global process. And if we fail in that, we fail to understand how this system functions. Every year we graduate out another batch of teachers. And each of those teachers have gone up through, starting at Montessori school or daycare centers. They've come all the way up through the ranks, through the grades, and then they finally have graduated out, and now they have a teaching certificate. And every single year, these graduates come out with a brand new teaching certificate. They go out and they teach the newest, latest, greatest version of the propaganda. So year by year by year, incrementally, we change who we are and whose we are through the means or the course of this free and gratuitous public education, which is such a pernicious evil that you can hardly find the words for it. But anyway, in this, what I'm about to share with you, we're going to find the name of a man, Terry Sanford. And Terry Sanford is a former governor, And he wrote a book that I came across many years ago. It's titled Storm Over the States by Terry Sanford. Sanford was a governor of, I think it's governor of North or South, where is it?
North Carolina.
North Carolina from 1961 to 1965. In the preface to his book, he says, I saw more clearly than ever the many virtues in the systems of state government throughout the United States, varying as they do from state to state. And then he continues, and we'll come back to a little bit more on this. But the idea of when I say that as globalism transitions from global to local, we need to become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda as it comes into our towns and our cities, our counties and our states, is based upon years of research into the system, the beast system, the United Nations beast system, and how they plan to take over the world. Now, back to the article shown on Vicky's website, posted here this morning, there's an excerpt from the history of the Education Commission of the States, and it reads this way. The idea of an interstate compact on education was set forth in the mid-1960s, same time period here now as this book I've just shared with you a little bit from, in the mid-1960s by James Bryant Conant, an educator, scientist, and diplomat who had served as the president of Harvard University from 1933 to 1953. Writing at a time when the GI Bill, this is how you get the young GIs into schools, the National Defense Education Act, the Great Society, this is prior to Lyndon Baines now, the Great Society legislation and other initiatives had greatly enlarged the federal role in education. This is this transition from global to local. Conant, in his 1964 book, Shaping Education Policy, called for a kind of counterbalance, a mechanism for improving and strengthening education policy and policy making at the state level. Now, you know who makes the policies. It's not a statute. It's not law. An agency, an independent corporation, an agency creates policy and rules and regulations. So he continues. He says, such a mechanism would give voice to the diverse interests, needs, and traditions of states, enable them to cooperate and communicate with one another, and promote their working together to focus national attention on the pressing education issues of the day. So we're building a coalition of the willing with the state governments and their boards of education. In early 1965, the Carnegie Corporation of New York and the Ford Foundation, and if you don't have a copy of Renee Wurmser's book in your library, The Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence, I highly recommend that you get that. But and again, the Carnegie Corporation of New York and the Ford Foundation awarded grants to Terry Sanford, the author of our book, who had recently left the governorship of North Carolina to transform Conant's ideas into reality. We're going to come back.
You know what? That just makes me wonder. I wonder if that's Mark Sanford's father.
I'm wondering that myself, and I've asked that question, and no one has given me that answer, but it may very well be this intergenerational carry-on. I mean, what do you get? You got Ron Paul, then you got Rand Paul. Here in Missouri, we've got Congressman Roy Blunt, and his son serves as governor of the state, Matt Blunt. You know, all this time, you know, you got the Jorge Bush's daddy, George Herbert Walker. Well, you start with picking up with Prescott and just run through the bushes.
Right, and you've got Chris Dodd and his father, Thomas Dodd, who was one of the lawyers at the Nuremberg trials.
Yeah, doesn't it make you want to pull your hair out?
Yeah.
What do we have in this country? Four families that are qualified to rule? What is this?
Apparently, yeah.
You know, oh my, anyway. So, you know, this all points back to England again. A draft of the Interstate Compact, the article continues here, let me see. A draft of the Interstate Compact envisioned by Conant was completed in July of 1965 and endorsed by representatives from all 50 states and the U.S. territories. Let's see, 1955, 56, 50. All right. The territories at a meeting in Kansas City. 2 months later, by the time the functional arm of the compact, the Education Commission of the States, the ECS, held its first annual meeting in Chicago in June of 1966, 36 states had formally ratified the compact. Since then, all 50 states and 3 territories have joined the Compact for Education, either by legislative action or executive order of the governor. So let's go in and look a little bit. We started out on this with this world federalism. And here in Chapter 10 of Terry Sanford's book, The Storm Over the States by Terry Sanford, and this, let me just flip over, published right in time with what we're talking about here. This was published and copyrighted in 1967, so this is all timely material. The national government, he reads, states need the federal power, Chapter 10. The national government cannot effectively reach its goals without the power of the states. Now, as you know, we've been talking about becoming vocal local, taking all the power back, turning our back on Washington, D.C. But the national government cannot effectively reach its goals without the power of the states. So it has to usurp the power of the state governments. The states cannot serve all of their people without the power of the national government. Of course, we don't have a national government. We have a federal government. But this use of the term national is all embroiled or embedded within this discussion. The city cannot overcome its problems without the power of the national government plus the power of the state. And when we talk about the city at this time period, we're talking about the municipalities. We're talking about the metropolitan regions, Metro 1313, University of Chicago. The national and state governments cannot do their duty by the city residents without the power of the city government. You can see how deep this rabbit hole goes. If all these propositions are true, he writes, Terry Sanford here, then it seems to me they are beyond reasonable dispute, then some of the time-honored myths about American federalism are out of date. The governments are all in the same boat, tossed by the same waves and dependent on each other's paddles. When anyone fails to row, they all move more slowly, and the waves become more dangerous for all. Government, he writes, is no longer merely to be tolerated as a necessary evil, but is regarded as both a protector and benefactor of the citizens who daily depends upon it for ever more and more costly services. He expects, and properly so, that these services will be efficiently administered. No one level or unit of government acting alone is capable of supplying all of his wants and needs. You go back to Agenda 21, look in the foreword. No country can do this alone, but together we can. We'll be right back for hour number 2. Stay with us.
I need that barf
bag. Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, December the 3rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And yes, my name is William Robertson, who's always on Tuesdays and Thursdays, joined once again by our very special independent researcher and regular guest, Vicki Davis. As I like to say, as we continue tracking the pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. Now, there we go. We've got our caller back again. Let's go right there. Go live to that. Let's see if we can go live to that. Come on. Let's go. Come on. There we go. Eric in California. Good morning, Eric. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead, Eric. We're listening. I can't hear you, my friend. Unfortunately, that part of the bridge is not working yet. I can't hear you, Eric. You might try again in a few moments if you can hear my voice, and we'll try it one more time. I'm going to have to hang up and continue on. Okay, so what we have basically then is this governor writing, no longer a governor now, back in September of 17th of 1966, and I want you to hear these words. He says, we, this would be governors perhaps, we who have often looked to Washington for protection of human rights must increase our guard against the coercive society. It is the nature of power to resent opposition to its exercise. That resentment is multiplied as power grows. When those who have such power are also convinced of the wisdom and beneficence of their views, then freedom is in danger. Already, wiretapping, bugging, and manifold invasions of privacy are growing, I believe, far beyond the present knowledge of any of us. And then it continues, but you can see that he's right in the stream of things. Continuing down a little bit further here, two or three pages later, he talks about the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. And of course, as I said earlier in the broadcast, all of these broadcasts provide absolutely fundamental building blocks. And we need to understand this chain. But this National Conference on the Commissioners of Uniform State Laws then created the legislative bill drafting agencies in all of the state houses and the United States government, where we could have this idea, the introduction of these model codes and model acts. This is how you do end runs around constitutions, and things like having these education compacts become reality. They become open. It continues and drops down. None of these, which in many cases, he writes, could be constitutionally enacted. And so that's really important. And then, just as an aside, in the scope of Agenda 21, you know, that Rio Earth Summit, 1992. Well, here back in 67, he writes these words, and I think they're very interesting. All states must assume the urban tasks as landscaper, architect, traffic manager, builder, author, and visionary. The state, with possession of taxing, annexation, eminent domain, and zoning powers, the overall view and supervisory position can be more successful than any other government in designing and encouraging a proper use of the land that provides for the present needs while protecting the future user. That is basically the fundamental building block of the environmental movement and what we now know to be Agenda 21. So as globalism transitions from global to local, my friends, we must be prepared. Because this stuff is coming on us, it's coming at us like a freight train. And if we fail in this, once this system gets built, there may be very, very little hope for ever getting out of it. We'll be back right after this break, picking up again with Vicki Davis. Your calls are welcome. We'll try and take them as we continue this morning's broadcast. Stay tuned. Okay, now we can go on to Brian.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, December the 3rd, two-hour dysfunctional broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Our phone bridge, folks, is completely out of service, so unfortunately we won't be able to take your calls today as we would prefer. But we come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Ordinarily, as you all know, Oracle flows along flawlessly. We've got such a team of high-tech IT people in the background, you wouldn't believe it, but many of them are frantically trying to correct the problems this morning, and so far we haven't gotten there yet, but nevertheless. So we introduce, for those of you that take notes and listen carefully to these broadcasts, we've introduced Terry Sanford, an important player, a very important player in the beginning of this new society, and another one of these characters in our cast of characters is James Bryant Conant, C-O-N-A-N-T. Vicki, you want to introduce him to our audience?
Yeah, the idea for the Education Commission of the States was put, or the Interstate Compact, excuse me, was put forth by James Bryant Conant. And it's important to look at his background, because when you do, you find out that between 1941 and 46, Conant served as chairman of the National Defense Research Committee. This committee oversaw the technical aspects of military scientific research, including atomic research, which contributed to the development of the atomic bomb. Conant served on the interim committee that made the decision to use the atomic bomb against Japanese cities without providing warning. Conant retired from Harvard in 1953 and began a term of service as the U.S. High Commissioner to Germany and Ambassador to Germany. In 1957, he resigned and returned to the United States to focus on domestic education. He returned to Berlin in 1964 and spent 18 months as an education advisor through the Ford Foundation. So right there, that tells you that, number one, as the High Commissioner to Germany, he's the one that was administering the Marshall Plan in Germany over during that period, which is what connects up to the Morgenthau Plan. apparently, he was still over there when he made this suggestion in the 1960s, and you can see that it was the beginning of building the international system of education, beginning first with the compact, the interstate compact, where they got all the states to agree, and then as part of the Great Society program. Another person that I believe was also involved in the atomic energy, John Gardner, wrote the legislation for the Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965, which was the beginning of the nationalization of American schools.
Well, this is another one of these pieces of work, folks. But if you look at the look at all of the stuff that you'll find again on his bio that's posted on Vicki's website, channelingreality.com, there's no way possible on earth that he could not have known and probably walked and sat and talked with
John Bryant Conant.
Bernard Baruch, okay? Because Bernard Baruch was instrumental in all of this at this time period. But I found it really interesting, the opening paragraph in this little bio, where in 1914, Conant graduated from Harvard University with a degree in chemistry, remained at the school to pursue graduate work. In 1917, Conant briefly left, notice the terminology here, in 1917, he briefly left Harvard to join the Chemical Warfare Service, where he earned the rank of major. Conant returned to Harvard in 1917 to teach organic chemistry. In less than a year, he was able to take his chemical knowledge, go into the military in the Chemical Warfare Service, rise all the way to the rank of a major. Now, my father was in the Air Force as a command pilot for a full term, 20 years, and retired at the rank of major. This fellow is able to pull this off in less than a year. What was his contribution to the First World War that got him that, I don't know, that honor? So this is a very interesting fellow. And not only is he willing to and probably developed some form of chemical gas to use in the trench warfare, but he turns around and is sitting at the table with those that decide to detonate the nuclear devices in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah, you know what? I wonder if he was involved in establishing the eugenics programs. Or, you know, the medical research.
Well, he definitely believes that he's the little G God on Earth and has the ability to just extinguish life at his whim, obviously. If any of my children were under his tutelage at Harvard, I probably would have transferred them elsewhere. But anyway, so this is one of this cast of characters. And yes, he's definitely involved not only in the re-education of and perfecting that re-education program of German people, but then brings this filth back to the United States and introduces it to our children here.
Right. Parallel program.
Exactly.
And all of it through the that cancerous cell called UNESCO. You know, our state department, you know, managing the Marshall Plan via the United Nations through the Policy Planning Office, and then distributing this cancerous collectivist. We need those barf bags.
I know. We have to develop those Oracle Host barf bags, folks. We've been doing a little planning on the side for a product to market on the broadcast, and I think a barf bag would be appropriate. Certainly, we wade through this stuff in the mornings, and we try and keep our breakfast on the table every morning. We're trying to keep our breakfast in our tummies here, I can tell you that. You also got a video. We're not going to get into the video. What is this video, the UNESCO and the deliberate dumbing down of the Western world, just in a thumbnail?
That is something produced by Charlotte Iserbeit, and it's about the founding of UNESCO. And I don't know if I'm allowed to do this or not, but Charlotte is offering her book for half off, you know, until this Friday. And if you don't have her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, you really need to get it, because what she put together is just incredible on the history of education, and especially if you have children in school.
Absolutely. You know, that's a real absolute key right there. If you do have children in school, folks, and you listen to me and on this broadcast and Vicki, and we're talking about getting your children out of public schools, and by any means possible, if you can't homeschool them yourself, then to do the very best you can and find a private school to put them in. But when I was talking with Charlotte years ago and ordered the first of several copies of her book, actually I was ordering the second, I had loaned it out to a curriculum director here in McDonald County of Missouri, and I never got it back, so I ordered another copy. I'll tell you about that on the other side of this break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
So we have returned once again, and obviously there are options as opposed to buying the big book, Charlotte Disserbee's The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She offers on her website. I haven't been there for a while. They used to have, I don't know whether they do or not anymore, Vicki, you can let me know in a minute. But she used to offer it on an e-book, I guess. But when I talked with her back in 2004 or 2005 when I was reordering another copy of her book for myself, she suggested that I just take the a razor blade to the book and open that spine up, because it is a paper covered book, and get all those documents out of that book and then three ring punch them and put them in a notebook, which was something that I did, and it's the only reason way I can keep that book around. But unfortunately, I loaned that three ring notebook out to another educator, and I still haven't gotten it back, so I had to buy another copy of her book. But this is why it's important to have a copy of it, is so that you can let people who are in the education business, if you will, in your area, have access to these documents, and if they will but sit down and look at it, if they'll go through, and you as parents and you as researchers, if you'll just sit down and look at it, what Charlotte did was, just as Vicki does, Charlotte combed everything, and she was an insider, combed through all of the files and the records, and she brought out the actual documents in 8.5 by 11 format, so that you can just look at these things, and as you turn the page, you can just go through this oh my God experience as you see how diabolical the takeover of our education, and when you do that, you take over the minds of the children as well, but the takeover of our educational system was. Vicki?
Right. Right. Well, it tells you something, that failure means they get more money. So the paradigm is that the dumber our kids get, you know, the more success they have. So, but this guy, John Gardner, he's another piece of work. He was the architect of the Great Society, and part of the Great Society was that act, you know, the education, Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965. And it's really, in the education system, you can really see how incrementalism works, because all of this has been implemented incrementally over the years. But in 1965, 10 regional centers were established to disseminate and manage the national agenda for local education. And for the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001, they established comprehensive centers. And, of course, the reason for that is because the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001 had more to do with the computer systems than it did with education for children. And designing the database, not that they did that in 2001, but that... the comprehensive centers were established to facilitate the IT aspects of controlling the education system. and tracking, tracing, and monitoring of the children.
Well, one of the articles that I've come across in the past, I used to have it posted up on the door in my cabin, but when I moved over here, it went into a box, and I haven't taken it out of the box yet. But anyway, what it was, basically, it was a system of computers that had been developed that would be the ultimate replacement of textbooks, where the computers would be 100% interactive, I guess you would say, between the student, the instructor in the front of the classroom, and the man behind the curtain, so to speak, so that they could change curriculum on the go, introducing anything that they wanted to from above. It would be just as startling for the teacher, perhaps, some mornings as it is for me to open my email box and see what it is that Vicki has sent for us again. You know, so anyway, you never know. You know, you might have gone home at the end of the day yesterday and you believe that Noah and the Ark was true. And the next day you come back and, my, Noah's not even mentioned any longer. So what happened to the Ark, you know? But in this as well, now I don't know if you want to go to this page or not. I've got regionalism is dialectical materialism opened up here in front of me. Was there another place you wanted to go before we go to this one, or is this the right place to be looking?
Well, let me see. Yeah, I guess we can go to that. But the idea here, if you go to my website, I've listed all of the regional organizations, regional laboratories for education, and they're the ones that actually design all of the design and or buy all of the new educational programs that, and they just spend incredible amounts of money. And you know, as I look at this, I think, you know, what do we need to do with a six-year-old? They need to learn to read. What has changed, you know, since the alphabet was first invented in terms of teaching people to read? Not much. So what are these people doing? You know, what they're doing is building the social conditioning, the programs of social conditioning that begins from the minute the child walks through that classroom door.
Well, as we studied the development of political science months ago here on this broadcast, Vicki, one of the really telling phrases in a college-level political science textbook was that until such time as someone has been politically socialized, they haven't become a human being. They're still an animal. I mean, that's right out of the textbook.
Politically socialized?
Still, they've been politically socialized. A person doesn't actually become a human being. They're still just an animal, a base animal. And so, to me, a little bit of that is the throwback to Thomas Hobbes' Leviathan. All men at war against all men. Their lives are brutish, nasty, and short. But at the same time, until they've become politically socialized, they don't come up to the level of a human being. They're just considered to be an animal. So we can say, well, we just send these unpolitically socialized creatures off to the foreign wars and use them as brute beasts and animals, sacrificed to the gods of whatever, fire or whatever they worship. So understanding that, then, the goal in education is to politically socialize the children so that they can join the ranks of the human being. They can be active members in society. And that, again, goes back to this idea of the Great Society, which was certainly not original with Lyndon Baines Johnson. I found it in the writings of Comte and others much earlier, late into the 1700s, early 1800s, the term actually used Great Society. So the Great Society, the Greater Society, all this has been coming for a long time. Here on this particular page, we talk about the idea of regional policy and regional planning. Again, all of this is absolutely important, folks. It does not just do end runs around constitutions, but it breaks up the cohesiveness, if you will, of local areas. You know, we can talk about Jonesville or Smithtown or something like that, where when this country was settled by the pioneers, their families stayed in close and tight And so you have a very close-knit rural community that get along just ducky, and they all work very productively, and everything is fine until they release their children into these schools. After a few years in these schools, the parents can no longer recognize their children, and the children no longer like or respect their parents, and then they move away. So it's a very clever system. It's one we need to understand, and after this break, let's get into it a little deeper.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and, you know, after a show starts the way it did this morning when the, I think the dancing bear ate the ballerina, the juggler fell off center stage, but anyhow, we're still on the air. I don't know. Let's go back into this again. Regional policy and planning. Vicki, help me out.
Well, the whole structure for global governance, you know, it is based upon the idea of regionalism. And regionalism, the reason why I called this piece Regionalism is Dialectic Materialism, because here's a quote from the lexicon Webster's Dictionary on the definition of dialectical materialism. A philosophy founded by Karl Marx, which forms the basis of communist doctrine, it combines the materialistic idea of matter over mind with the Hegelian dialectic in which opposing forces are constantly being reunited at a higher level. Now that the idea of opposing forces constantly being reunited at a higher level. If you look at like the metropolitan planning organizations, what they did is they took a couple of different city governments and they said in order to plan the traffic flow in an efficient and a good way, we have to have an organization that has jurisdiction over both just in the planning area of both of these towns. And so that defines regionalism. It's opposing forces reuniting at a higher level. And any time you are going to implement any kind of system, your management of that system is always at a higher level than the systems that you are integrating. And you can take that at a system at any level, but you know that's why when I found out about them integrating our government computer systems with systems in foreign countries, I about blew a gasket because of the higher level that the systems must be managed at. And so it's the dialectical materialism, the regionalism, that is building global governance, you know, by integrating those computer systems.
Absolutely. And it continues here. It says, the La Paz Agreement signed by Ronald Reagan in 1983 created an international border region. We've talked about that in the past, and was, to this writer's knowledge, that would be Vicky, the first international regional agreement to breach the borders of the United States following the philosophy of dialectical materialism. This was followed by the Canadian-U.S. Free Trade Agreement in 1986 and the NAFTA Agreement for Regionalization of North America in 1993, and most recently, the 2005 Security and Prosperity Partnership, or the SPP, that seeks to create an outside perimeter boundary, erasing internal national borders. And then you say here, the joke of the virtual borders implemented by Home Scam Security Department and notwithstanding. So, yes, we can understand this idea of reuniting at a higher level again. Goes right back to this idea of becoming vocal local, understanding that how the political parties are established, how they're set up, the established two-party political system. They are corporations, folks. The members are not you, the voters. You know, you've been contributors, perhaps, to the demise of this country by supporting these two parties with your financial contributions and your vote at the ballot box. But you're not a member, and they don't represent you. They represent their membership, and their members are the county committee men and the county committee women from all of the voting precincts in that state committee. But someone that has a seat at that state committee's highest echelon, highest level, and you can find this just going to the bylaws of the Republican Party, for instance, in Missouri, probably the same in your area, but someone who has a permanent seat and is considered an ex officio member of the party is the Board of Education for the state. So you can see this interlinkage or interdependency between the political parties that write the legislation in the states and federally that finance this, which is in here, certainly in Missouri, the lion's share. It's colossally the lion's share of our property taxes go towards the public education system. So we're impoverished by our schools. But the idea is that they work seamlessly within this web of lawmakers, the policymakers, in this process, advancing this very dialectical materialist philosophy.
Right. And the thing about these power-sharing agreements, you know, where they create these regional organizations, they're basically invisible to people because they're just an agreement to share power. And so while they might have the force of law in a courtroom, nobody ever really talks about them in terms of being the governing authority that is ruling your life.
And that includes the media, because when you do hear any mention of them, it's always as an aside or in passing. It's never a fundamental or root or front page type of news. If you do ever hear of your local zoning commission, it's usually when they've gotten their hands spanked by someone that was awake, or that they're bringing in something that needs to be able to obtain public buy-in or support. You know, but it's never at the level that you would think being discussed at a government. It's not ever discussed that way. You're absolutely right, Vicki.
Right. And the reason why I wrote this webpage on regionalism as dialectic materialism is for that very reason. About a year ago or 2 years ago, I forget which, when a lot of the states were writing memorials or resolutions opposing NAFTA, one of the senators in our state wrote a resolution and sent it around for people to look at. And the very first sentence in there, the very first whereas, said, "Whereas we strongly object to any treaty or agreement which threatens to violate national security, private property, United States commerce, constitutional rights, and American sovereignty, while emphasizing our commitment to the Pacific Northwest Economic Region and other cooperative nations work for mutually beneficial goals." Well, I mean, on the one hand, he's saying, yeah, we oppose NAFTA, but we have a commitment to this Pacific Northwest Economic Region. And it turns out that the PNWER, which is this regional organization, it is exactly that. It's just a smaller edition of NAFTA.
Well, the guy really should have taken his finger out of the light socket there, I think.
Oh, I was so angry. I was, you know, because it was a betrayal. I mean, it's like saying, you know, we don't support regional organizations, but we do.
Well, we really like this regional organization, and if you can get along with us folks, well, you'll get along with anyone. Here's a couple of quotes, interesting, on the website. Again, Vicki's website is channelingreality.com, but it's this is under reinvention of government, the public-private partnerships, the PPPs, the NGOs. This is really, it's all pluralism to me. But here's the quote: "If one understands that socialism is not a share-the-wealth program, but is in reality a method to consolidate and control the wealth, then the seeming paradox of super-rich men promoting socialism becomes no paradox at all. Instead, it becomes logical, even the perfect tool of power-seeking megalomaniacs." And again, communism, or more accurately, socialism, is not a movement of the downtrodden masses, but of the economic elite. And that's by Gary Allen, and how true it is.
Yeah. Yeah, when I read that, I thought, of course, and most Americans have been miseducated in terms of what communism is. If you ask somebody what communism is, they'll say that the government owns the means of production. Well, that's not really it at all.
Well, that's kind of like when we got into just briefly discussing and haven't really covered that topic yet on the Goss plan. The whole understanding of how Soviet Russia came into existence, and that process, and what they used, and the death knell that was, you know, visited upon those people, just to understand it. But certainly, if we understand the idea of the abolition of the middle class, getting rid of, destroying out the middle class, you get rid of all of the entrepreneurs, you get rid of all of the enterprisers, you get rid of all of the bourgeoisie, and you do that through pitting the masses against these people that are styled as capitalist. But in the end, folks, it's just a redistribution of the wealth at the top, and it closes out all opportunities for employment and inventiveness of the people. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned for the final segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Just a reminder for all of our listeners here in southwest Missouri, anybody within driving distance, the Ozark Property Rights Congress will be holding their monthly meeting at the Cassville Library Conference Room tonight, as opposed to the Whatley Center where we usually meet. But we will be at the Cassville Library Conference Room in Cassville, Missouri. I'll be there tonight if you'd like to get to meet me. There you go. You'll have an opportunity. Now, also, I want to thank Mike Chambers personally. Had he not stepped into the gap early in the broadcast and done what he needed to do to get us up and running on the air, we would have had no broadcast today, and I thank him for that. Certainly, if we can understand and wrap our mind around this idea of regionalism, it will be a step in the right direction to understanding what's happening globally. And again, before we run out of time, I want to thank you, Vicki, for taking the time to get up this early in the morning, put all this information together, get it posted on the website. And unfortunately, we will have to go through much of this material again on another broadcast simply because of the production difficulties today. But here's a quote from Joseph Stalin, 1942, quote, "Divide the world into regional groups as a transition, a transitional state to world government. Populations will more readily abandon their national loyalty to a vague regional loyalty than they will for a world authority. Later, the regions can be brought together all the way into a single world dictator or dictatorship. And isn't that right where we are today?
That's exactly right. And then in 1948, Karl Marx said, "I'm in favor of free trade. It breaks up old nationalities." And that all goes to the idea of erasing borders and boundaries and recombining opposing forces at a higher level. And and that is the methodology of communism, it's the methodology of building organizations, period. And that's the way that they're building world government.
Well, unfortunately, you know, for those of us who have done this kind of research, when we look at things like the various states coming out with their 10th Amendment resolutions and whatnot, some groups getting together and, you know, what they want to secede. I don't know whether it's Vermont or whatever state it is. For those of us that understand the greater picture, these aren't signs of progress. These are signs of perfection of this system. If we can get to the point where the several states, let's say, turn their back on the federal system and break up this old nationality, if you will, for whatever reason, right, wrong, or indifferent, then it just goes, it's just another nail in the plank that's going to be used to bury this country. It's the coffin that we've been building for ourselves. The idea is not to break up into 50 individual states, so to speak, sovereign states. That is that's a giant step backwards. It's not a step forwards. The real challenge in all of this is to go in and rout these batards out, regain control of our system, and then, if we can, I like to think of it Operation Clean Sweep, take the time that's necessary to go through this entire thing from the very top to the very basement and sweep out all of this claptrap and garbage that has destroyed our whole system, and redevelop it, and come back again, you know, with a fresh costume, if you will. The costume that we have right now has been so discredited by every one of these collectivists, progressivists, and you pick it up any place, Teddy Roosevelt and his sister or niece, and the other Roosevelt, and we don't even like to discuss on this broadcast, but you come through this whole process, we need to understand that discrediting our system is part of the agenda, and the idea of separating out into individual states again is not progress at all.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, it's falling right into their plan.
It is.
In 1995, Zbigniew Brzezinski said, "We cannot leap into world government in one quick step. The precondition for eventual globalization, genuine globalization, is progressive regionalization, because thereby we move towards larger, more stable, more cooperative units."
Exactly.
And so, you know, they're taking us apart bit by bit, you know, and recombining us in ways that change political alliances, allegiances. And
what could be, you know, what could be more effective than to use Benjamin Bernanke and Goldman Sachs? Goldman Sachs is the way I call them, but to use them to, you know, basically through the derivatives initiative, Paulson was another one that was in that, not the Hank Paulson, but the Paulson, the investor that started this derivatives bubble, if my research is right. But all of these people are working together to destroy the U.S. economy. The whole idea of rising up this, the Environmental Protection Act and establishing the EPA, all of that, all of these things have worked together step by step by step incrementally to just absolutely destroy this country. Why? So it could be broken up into these various regions as we join with Asia and we join with Europe and we join with Canada and we join with Mexico. I mean, this is the plan. This is the goal. And so we shouldn't celebrate any of these things as successes. These are all just more evidences of the advance of this super social disease.
Right. And if you look at, I have the 2005 annual report for the Pacific Northwest Economic Region. And the people that are sponsoring the organization are HP, TransCanada, ExxonMobil, Microsoft, Fortis BC, Duke Energy, PricewaterhouseCooper, Johnson & Johnson, Office Depot, Merck. I mean, you know, the Horizon Air, these are all the biggest corporations. They're sponsoring the breakup of the United States because it serves their financial interests to do so. They have no loyalty to our country. None of these big corporations have any loyalty to our country. They are global. They're parasites feeding on the world, is the way I see it.
Well, as transnationals, they develop another sense of sovereignty that even is, it transcends the national boundaries. They can never be held accountable for their deeds, because if they're getting into trouble in one place on the planet, they can just go on to another place. And because of their power and their influence, even things like the World Court are rendered meaningless in their eyes. I mean, who would actually go up against Microsoft when every single one of us has a computer on our desk that's running on a Microsoft platform, you know? So, you know, HP, for instance, is my laptop sitting right here. All of these guys, how can you know, BP, didn't you fill up your car with gasoline? Exxon Mobil, you know, none of this. Office Depot, I buy the paper that I use to print out the show open every single day, and the news reports with paper that I purchased at Office Depot. You can see how deep this runs. AT&T, you know, all of this. So, yeah, these aren't friends. These people have become super governments. These are supranational organizations, the transnational corporations, and they basically are locking up control of the entire planet.
Right, and in this document, I do list all of the regional organizations. The Pacific Northwest Economic Region is the most far along in the legal sense that it exists in statute, but there are other organizations as well. Aztlan, for example, which takes part of Southern California, the Southern United States, that's supposed to be, if you listen to the media, that's supposed to be fiction. But when you look at the plan for regionalization, I'd say, no, it is not fiction. It is the plan. There is also the Arizona-Sonora-Mexico Economic Region, the West Texas Economic Development District Region, which covers New Mexico, Texas, and some of Mexico, or Texas, New Mexico, and some of Mexico.
Well, I'm sure we'll have plenty of time on Tuesday to go into this a little bit deeper. We'll regroup. We'll come back again and lay this all out. And hopefully for Mike Chambers' broadcast, which follows this one, it'll all fire and run perfectly, folks. Lots more broadcasting today, throughout the day, the night. We've got a lot of people that can work out the technical glitches, and hopefully the rest of today's broadcasting on Oracle will be as usual, flawless. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Vicki. And folks, until tomorrow, have a very good day. Bye for now.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local. Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.